birthday.
Nice.
On this November 7th. By the way, in a few minutes, we're going to talk to Barrett Baber, who is playing at Stickies tonight. So if you're looking for a show to go watch, Barrett Baber would be a great option. And he's going to call in and tell us a little more about who is opening and all the details and all that. So we look forward to that. A couple NFL notes here, Matt, and if you can get that Warren Sapp audio together. Warren Sapp has been doing the circuit. He's an NFL Network guy. He was also on Dan Patrick's show yesterday. Look, here, I think there are two separate things at work here. I don't know if Richie... What?
I was just going to say, I was very surprised by his take.
Yeah, I mean, here's my thing. I don't think Richie Incognito is a good person. I think he's a terrible human being.
Yeah.
That being said, that's separate from what happened with a guy that he was a teammate with. And that guy, I think, maybe overreacted regardless. Hang on a second. There were some issues there, obviously, and it did not go well. And he helped this guy, helped sort of lead to a mental break, potentially. But there was, you know, I think this guy's got to shoulder some of the blame. If they're talking about this guy might not come back all year, isn't that a little bit of an overreaction to a bad experience with a teammate? Or bullying or hazing or whatever you want to call it? It's a little crazy. Anyway, here was Warren Sapp talking to Dan Patrick yesterday about this issue. And we've got more from Warren from the NFL Network as well.
Did you face Incognito?
Oh, beat him up so many times it don't even make sense. One time he kicks me in a game and calls me the N-word, and I look at him, I say, oh, you want me to punch you in the mouth so they kick me out the game. I say, I got a better plan for you. I'm going to beat your quarterback up so they cut your ass.
Wait, so he's calling you the N-word?
Yeah, he kicked me and called me that. I looked at him, I said, really? I said, that's all you got?
So it didn't bother you?
Football game, Dan. No. Just, come on. That's a term of endearment where I'm from.
Yeah, but if a white guy calls you that.
Come on, a football game? He's only want to get me kicked out. He don't want to fight because the only thing you got to do is call me after the football game. Just come over to the locker room and then say it after the game. And now we got a real situation.
That's Warren Sapp. And like you said, it was a little surprising his take on this whole deal. And it's pretty funny how, you know, Warren Sapp's kind of got this reputation as a little bit of a wild man, but he's very calculating. He knows how to play the game. He gets it.
Yeah.
Pretty smart guy, obviously. Warren Sapp also talking on the NFL Network about this, and he had an interesting comparison. He talked about how Martin had saved the voicemails, and then, you know, that's how they all got out, of course. He talked about that and a little bit more regarding this whole situation with Incognito and Martin.
I don't know what he was doing at this point. I mean, because what did he think? He wasn't going to release this? Monica Lewinsky kept the dress, so you definitely keep it. I mean, some of the stuff they do is funny, and, you know, we all have a good time with it. I mean, we play little pranks, but that was way out of line to a point where it was personal. And once it becomes personal, now you got to stop. It stains them, no doubt about it, because now everybody's looking at the locker room like, guys, really? Y'all didn't see this? Y'all turned a blind eye to one of your brothers and allowed this to happen? It's indefensible.
Yeah.
Warren Sapp talking about it. It's, yeah, and I'm curious to see who comes back first. I think Incognito will play again. The question is, will Martin ever play again?
Yeah, and here's the thing, too. So a lot of people are criticizing him for being too soft. Mental illness is a real thing. I mean, it's something that it can affect a football player. It can affect, you know, a factory worker. It can affect a teacher.
What about a radio host? I mean,
it can affect a radio host. It can affect an editor of an entertainment magazine.
I don't believe that.
Or news magazine, whatever. Sports writer, whatever.
Whatever you're doing now.
Whatever. A media person.
Sure.
And so when somebody is under that much scrutiny and he went way over the line, that can make somebody you know, have a breakdown. And so I've talked to different NFL players that I know, to Reggie Swinton, to Sean Andrews, and looked at this. And what Keith Jackson said was really enlightening about how, you know, when do you stop calling it bullying, call it harassment? I mean, there's a lot of people that think, hey, he should have been able to deal with this. He should have been able to get in the pit with him, like Wally said, and kick his butt and say, I'm not going to put up with this from you. But it's also different, too, when you've got one guy who has six or seven other guys, you know, on his side, and you sit down at the lunch table and they go away from you. A lot of people think, hey, he should be able to deal with it, and that shouldn't get to him. But if you have some kind of mental deficiency or, you know, you're unstable, that could be a triggering thing. I think what the bottom line is he should not have had to put up with that. He should not have had to put up with that. He should be able to go to the training facility and not be ostracized like that, and shouldn't have definitely been called the N-word. I think everybody agrees that.
Sure, I do agree with that. I do say that this guy may have had some other things at work.
Yeah, I think he did. And
he has apparently checked himself in for emotional distress at a South Florida hospital. So clearly there were some other things at work here.
Yeah.
It's a bad deal.
Probably a trigger. You know, he's kind of unstable at Stanford. Probably none of that stuff's going on there. You know, it's a nicer environment. He's a star there. Like a friend of mine today said, you know, everybody likes sausage, but they don't like how it's made. It's kind of like, you know, the NFL. You know, you like it's made kind of in a bad way, and the NFL is a hard, cold business.
Yeah,
it's nasty.
Yeah, you're right.
But everybody loves the glamour of the NFL, but it's not that glamorous, and there's a lot of crap that goes on. I think we're seeing it there. I just think he went over the line with it.
I agree with the second part. I'm very uncomfortable with the analogy to sausage. Needs before you smoke. Anyway, he's talking about Incognito as well. He was on CNN, a former teammate, as of course he was a Miami Dolphin at one point in his career.
He had a history behind him of getting in trouble on the field and off the field. Usually, you know, something, you know, people attributed to his temper or his anger. When he came to Miami, you know, I kind of put his history aside and tried to get to know him as a person. And I liked Richie, and he's a fiery guy, and he loves to play football. He's a physical guy. But as far as seeing him do anything that was problematic or troublesome, you know, in the year that I spent with him, I never saw it.
Well, Ricky Williams is a little more zen than most guys in the NFL, I would say. I can't imagine why. And then there's Antrell Roll, the New York Giants safety, talking about Martin. And this is a thought that I think is starting to gain a little more support over the last couple of days. From folks around the country.
Jonathan Martin is a 6'4", 320-pound man. At some point in time, you need to stand your ground as an individual. Am I saying go attack him, go fight him? No. I don't think Incognito has ever, you know, put his hands on him or roughed him up or manhandled him. So you stand your ground as a man.
I promise you, if somebody did something to me that I was not comfortable with, I would say, hey, dude, not okay. I'm good. Don't do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we're going to have a problem. You know, and whether or not you fight the guy or you go tell management or whatever you do, nobody needs to put up with that. But the only thing that does get me, and that's why I asked Keith about it earlier, do rookies realize that there is a line that shouldn't be crossed, and that if it's affecting them personally, that they need to realize that they can do something about it? Do they understand that that's not a normal part of the hazing or the welcome to the league process?
Well, here's another key, too. Remember what Keith said? It's 1 year. But this is still going on in April. So he's paid his dues for a year. Now we're talking about you're starting your second season. So he really should have probably left him alone at that point. You know, the season's over with. You're going into your second year. He's paid his dues. He's carried the shoulder pads. He's bought the chicken. He's done that stuff. He's been degraded. But for whatever reason it was, Cognito made it his business to keep on him. And, you know, I think it's hard to say what you would do. And not everybody's a fighter, but I think you'd say, hey, leave me alone, quit doing that, I don't appreciate that. And if he didn't do it, you'd go to a veteran on the team and say, listen to this voicemail.
Yeah.
Listen to this. I don't need to put up with this crap. And hopefully that guy would go to Cognito and say, you need to leave him alone a little bit. You can't do that.
Richie.
He'll go to the NFL. Richie, he'll go to the players' union. You can't do that.
Richie, you're normally so stable. Stop this. This is not like.
Did you see the TMZ video of him going berserk at the bar?
Yeah, he's a nut job. I mean, look, he's a nut job. Like I said, he's a bad guy even by Nebraska standards. Apparently,
got kicked out of there. You got to work really hard to do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, exactly. You can drag your girlfriend down the stairs by your hair and still play in the national championship game. But apparently, he's. I think he's a remarkably bad guy. Although I will say, in recent, you know, weeks and maybe even years, he has sort of cleaned his act a little bit to the point where he was voted into a captaincy.
The leadership.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing to me. So, whatever.